up a mess. Leather, we refer you to it. Now, next to that, you've got dictionaries. Bible dictionaries.
Right.
And also dictionaries between my lexicon. I have one of them, and I've got a lot of them at home. That's pretty good. All I have left. See? L.
That's right.
Now, that's what I mean. If I was next reference to the dictionary to find out what is the definition of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See? What is the definition of the Holy Spirit? Who sets up an answer? I tell you who sets up an answer. The Roman Catholic says it's the third person in the Godhead. But now, in reference to what we say to go to a look. And as much so as you can go in the dictionary and look and find things, you'll find a whole bunch of stuff in the dictionary. Now, I thought it was my dispensable to do when you get a pair of tight ends. All right,
did we in the doctrine of our book, second edition, get the definition of those words from the dictionary?
Yes. And I recommend that you go to the dictionary. See? You will never know, you see, the difference between one thing and the other if you didn't go to something to do.
Right.
You see? You follow what I'm talking about? Now, I don't say folks. For example, if I can say this, you got a Holy Name Bible here.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
And A.B. Cleaner that wrote, now this is probably the first time you ever heard me say this way. See, that Bible is kind of out of junk.
All right.
And it's incorrect. But now, I don't have time tonight to go into all these things. I just call your attention to something.
All right.
You see? But if you don't look into the sources from which they came, you'll never know nothing.
All right.
You follow? Now, there's one more thing I want to say, and I'm done. I'm done when I get through saying it. I said it enough, guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to repeat it again. One more time. See? Believe it or not. See? The folks didn't believe that you got the bottom of the tower sent from the bar. They didn't believe that. Now I'm not stupid enough. See? To think everybody's gonna believe that God sent me or Yahweh sent me. I'm not that stupid. See? I want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't believe him. Mm-hmm. Now how you expect me? You think I'm fool enough to send somebody, everybody don't believe me? See? Now this is a scoop. You say that all the time, too. See, and we often say, well, we're saying these things for the benefit of the new people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? Is that right?
Right.
See? And then somebody will say, well, there was a question asked. They didn't answer. See? Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now you tell me what student you know anything about where the student comes to go to teach the teacher.
All right.
You see what I mean? Now if you come down here with the idea in mind that you're going to teach the teacher, you come here with the wrong idea. And if you come expecting the teacher to teach as you have been taught out there in the world, you're wrong again. You see what I mean? You follow?
All right.
Now, it's a matter of absolute impossibility for us to agree with everything that everybody thinks of believing.
That's
right. But now, that's got to be as well said. And God says, can we tell you every time you come? You see? Now, what we want to do, we want you to sit down, listen, and hear what we have to say. And you should do that before you try to church. Now, guys, questions ask. See? And they don't wait for an answer. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's prejudging. But prejudging even before you come. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I folks, I don't want you to think I'm mad. I am not mad. See? And I have made this statement many times. See? And I'm going to repeat it one more time. I said the other night that as a man, I am disqualified, incapable of teaching anybody. But now I've used the same statement, and I've used it more pitifully well. The Apostle Paul said, our sufficiency is not of ourselves. Okay. Our capability is not of ourselves. You understand? Mm-hmm. Say the same thing. Then we have said this too, that the Holy Spirit is the teacher, not Henry C. Jackson.
Okay.
And I insist and contend that it must be the Holy Spirit in whosoever is teaching. And likewise, that is the thing that draws the underdog. That is, if he comes here to learn anything.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, if he didn't come to learn, there ain't going to be no revelation. There's just going to be an aggravation. Now, listen. Let me get this over to you, too. If you got up and told me that, yeah, everything I said, I'd be reading right out of the Bible, too. You see? If you say, yeah, I'll tell you in a minute, you're a liar. You know, you're a liar. You can't go along with me.
That's right.
You see? That's just something like that. You understand what I'm talking about? Right. I don't expect you to go along with me. Now, I'm not talking about those that do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm talking about those that don't. Now, you're a senior artist. Ain't gonna fix that.
That's right.
You see, that's all right. You're talking about. You understand? We're dealing close with the revelation. And not somebody trying to find sex. And you know there's many divisions among these people out there in the world. You're your father. Now, I hope you understood what I was talking about. Now, it's my contention, say, that Yahweh did send me in the end of the age.
Right.
Now, you can take a minute. You don't have to read that. If I want to tell you, don't have to believe it. But all. Get the thought, I think. Your father?
Yes.
Don't expect it to, because they didn't bring you out to run in the Bible. They didn't bring you north. You see? And it's expedient that the same thing be repeated over again. Your father, what I saw with that? Look, I hope you got something out of what I had to say. Now, I'm not trying to go on to say.
Right.
I'm not trying to glorify God to nobody. You see? What I'm saying here, I'm trying to say for the benefit of everybody here. Do you understand?
Yes.